You'd felt eyes on you from the moment you sat down at the table. A nagging, unconscious intensity of knowing someone was watching you. You couldn't quite figure out why anyone would take such an interest in a normal person having a light lunch. Had you dripped something on your shirt? You checked surreptitiously, but couldn't see anything amiss with your clothing. Something on your face, perhaps. You wiped at your mouth with one hand, just in case. Perhaps it was someone you knew, trying to get your attention. Glancing around the cafe, you spotted a woman, two tables down, who suspiciously darted her eyes in the opposite direction, and quickly raised her coffee mug to her lips. You didn't recognize her, but something about her made your stomach muscles tighten. You briefly let your eyes linger on the curve of her body, visible under her tight black turtleneck, before you turned your attention back to the dregs of your meal. But as soon as your focus was off of her, there it was again, the feeling of being watched. You looked up at her once more, and this time caught her in the act. She smiled and laughed, knowing she'd been found out. Her perfectly lacquered lips mouthed the word, "Sorry," as she tucked a long strand of her hair around her ear. You shrugged as if to say you didn't mind. The woman made a strange gesture, and it took you a moment to understand that she was asking if she could come and sit in the empty seat at your table. You nodded, a little surprised by her request, and she immediately got up from her table and approached yours.
"I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to stare at you. It's just..." "Okay, this is gonna sound weird, but the ring you're wearing? Can I ask about it? I'm a jeweler, actually. I've never seen anything quite like it. Can I ask where you got it?"
You looked down at your own hand at the mention of the ring. You explained to her how you had found it lying in the sand at the beach one afternoon. At first, you'd only noticed the gleaming red stone and had thought it was some bauble that had come loose from one thing or another. After you'd scooped it up from the sand, you'd realized the red stone was really the centerpiece of an intricate gold band emblazoned with carvings of thorny roses. The stone itself had been faceted in a way you'd never seen another stone cut, looking smooth from some angles and sparkling with a brilliant inner fire from others. The weight of it ruled it out from being some cheap piece of costume jewelry, so you'd checked it thoroughly for inscriptions that might indicate its owner, but none were to be found. You posted about it to a local group later that evening, but no one ever claimed it. So you'd worn it ever since.
"That's extraordinary. I can't believe someone would be so careless with a piece like this. The band is definitely gold. I'd be surprised if it was less than 24 carats. Can I take a closer look? You don't have to take it off. I can just..."
She reached across the table and delicately took your hand in both of hers, brushing your palm with the tips of her red stiletto nails as she did. You tipped your pinky finger upwards so that she could look more closely at the ring.
"The roses are so strange. I mean, it's not an uncommon motif in women's jewelry, but it certainly is in men's. And this was obviously meant to be a man's ring. But the stone..."
She pulled your hand closer to her. The intensity in her bright eyes as she looked into the stone made your heart flutter a bit, though you didn't quite understand why. She was beautiful, certainly, but it was more than just a physical attraction that was seeping into you at that moment.
"It's not a ruby, I'm sure of that. But I don't think it's a garnet either. Too bright and too clear. Have you had it appraised by anyone? I mean, I'd have to look at it through a loop to be sure, but It's very possible that this is a red diamond. They're extremely rare. You could be walking around with a fortune on your hand there, buddy.
Somehow, this revelation didn't mean much to you. You'd been wearing the ring for so long that it had become a bit of a good luck charm, and for the moment, you couldn't fathom selling it. The woman fell into silent contemplation as she ran her fingertip along the golden band in order to study the intricate roses. After a long moment, she seemed to have realized the awkwardness of the situation, and she let go of your hand, laughing.
Sorry to be fondling you like that. As if you didn't think I was weird enough already, staring at you like I was. I just saw the flash of the stone when you sat down, and I couldn't take my eyes off you. The ring. You know what I mean.
She blushed slightly and turned away from you. There was something so utterly charming about how she had gone from intensely focused to coyly demure that you couldn't help but smile back at her. Feeling bold in the moment, you asked if she might like to take a walk to the beach nearby so that you could show her exactly where you'd found the ring, to which she excitedly agreed.
Celine, by the way. It's very nice to meet you.
Conversation was easy with Celine. You bounced quickly from one subject to another as you walked. She even laughed at your corny jokes, seemingly not out of politeness, but genuine amusement. She moved with an elegant grace that you very much admired, and you wondered briefly if she'd ever been a dancer. Once at the beach, you pointed out the spot along the shoreline where you'd spotted the red jewel peeking through the sand. She'd asked a few specific questions about what else you might have seen on the beach that day, but you told her you couldn't remember much. You'd been there with some friends, drinking and splashing about in the water, and hadn't been at your most aware when the ring was found. Soon, you found yourself sitting next to her in the sand, neither of you caring much about the edges of your clothing getting wet as the tide began to slip up the shoreline. It only occurred to you how late it was getting when you noticed the sun had begun to blaze red as it dipped below the horizon. He'd been there, talking with her for hours.
I didn't realize how late it was getting either. Do you want to go grab a drink or something? I saw a place while we were walking here that looked really interesting, and Oh, you know it. Great. Yeah. I don't want to say goodbye to you just yet.
One cocktail turned into two, which then turned into four. And from there, we started to lose count. At some point, the decision was made to go back to your place. Celine allowed you to take her hand as you walked there. You even managed to sneak a few kisses along the way, which made her giggle adorably. But the moment you were inside your front door, her voracious mouth was on yours, her hands moving fast through your hair and across your body.
Please believe me, I never do this. I don't know. There's something about you that draws me in. I've been trying to resist the urge to grab you and make out with you all day. Do you feel it too? I don't really understand what's happening between us. I just know I want you.
You pulled her into the bedroom without a second thought. She immediately began to undress, her bright, mischievous smile never leaving her face. You watched her lithe body revealing itself as she pulled off the black turtleneck and slipped out of her long, flowing skirt. She tugged at your belt playfully, an impish gleam in her eye, as she unbuckled it and slithered her hand down your waistband.
You want me to, don't you? I've seen the way you've been glancing at me all day when you thought I wasn't looking. I bet you've been picturing me naked since the cafe, haven't you? Come on. I want you to take me. Come to the bed. I can't understand why I want you so much. I've never wanted another man more in my life.
You ran your fingers through her hair while you kissed your way down the side of her neck and onto her breasts, where you paused to tease her nipples with your tongue. She squirmed delightfully underneath you. Slowly, you continued, letting your lips slide down the center of her stomach, straight towards her pubic bone. Realizing what you intended to do, she began to part her legs. So you moved in towards her warmth and kissed the insides of her thigh before finally putting your mouth over her wet and wanting pussy.
Yes, please. Oh my God. Oh my God, you're so good at that. Oh my God. Yes. Yes, please, use your fingers too. Inside of me. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, you feel incredible. Fit me like a glove. Oh, I feel all of you. Every tiny movement. I can't believe how good you feel. Oh, fuck. This is so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I didn't even know I was about to come. Okay, I need you to come now. I want to watch. watch you come for me. I want to see the look in your eyes when I make you come. Don't look away, okay? Fuck. That's it. That's it. Come for me. Come on. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah.
She climbed off of you, a satisfied Cheshire Cat grin on her face, and she snuggled under your arm so that her head was lying just the side of your chest. Her soft hair tickled your shoulder as you turned your head to kiss her. She began emanating soft, contented sighs, which filled you with the delicate warmth of comfort. Your eyes began to close as you breathed in the scent of her as deeply as you could. You awoke alone, soft sunlight filtering through your windows. Once you'd realized Celine wasn't in the bed, you listened hard to see if she had just gotten up to go to the bathroom. But after several long minutes had passed, you knew she was gone. You sighed, staring up at your ceiling, half wondering if she had been a dream all along. A flutter of sound beside you pulled you out of your reverie, and you looked towards the bedside table to find the source of it. The corner of a piece of paper was flapping in the slight breeze coming through the open window. You sat up and focused your attention on the handwritten note. I'm sorry I had to leave you like I did. I've taken your ring. You have no idea how much danger you were putting yourself in by wearing it. Please, do not try to find me. It's for your own safety and mine. Do not try to contact the police. That will only turn more eyes in your direction. Forgive me, Celine.